Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin coming to you live from the studios of Waves of Glory here on Blog Talk Radio. I just wanted to drop in this morning to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in my spirit today. As I've been in the presence of the Lord and doing my morning devotionals, you know, Jesus told us the formula for praying, how to pray and reach the portals of heaven. And I believe it's in Matthew chapter 5 when the disciples said, teach us to pray like John taught his disciples to pray. You know, and we call it the Our Father prayer. And we go ahead and pray that prayer repetitiously and kind of just offhandedly. We recite it rather than praying it. But as for myself now, I'm beginning to just kind of take a listen to what it is that I am praying when I'm praying the Our Father prayer. And the thing that is impressing me this morning is the fact that Jesus taught his disciples to pray to God that his kingdom would come and his will be done in earth even as it is in heaven. And my topic today is the church has lost her focus. When you think about Jesus and the message that he preached, you will find throughout the Gospels that the message that he preached is the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In other words, he is saying or was saying at that moment that the kingdom of heaven is among you. It's here and it is now. And this is the message that the church was given when he ascended back into the heavens. He spoke to his disciples and said to them to go into all the world, making disciples of all men, teaching them to observe to do the things that I've given you. And one of the things that we've done is we've taken things to do, and we have made it a religious list of things that we are to come in, to go and to wear and to eat or not to eat or not to wear. And we have distorted the truth of the gospel that Jesus himself preached. Now, the word that the Lord is dealing with us in is that the kingdom is the message. In this last days, while we are in the earth, the Bible lets us know in Matthew chapter 24 that the end is not going to come until the message of the kingdom is preached throughout the earth. We have preached a lot of things, church. We have done a lot of hooping and hollering and running and leaping and dancing. We've had a good time in the Lord. We've clapped and slapped each other's high fives, but we have not preached the message that Jesus left his disciples to preach. Look into the Bible, and in the Gospels you will find that the message and the instruction that he gave them when he sent them out two by two is to preach. When they go, preach this, saying, the kingdom of heaven has arrived. And as we are looking over even just this one nation of the United States of America, not even stretching our vision to look worldwide, church, but to just think about the church in America. That's what's on my heart this morning, is that we are not preaching the gospel of the kingdom. We have become caught up with the frenzy and the chaos of what's happening in the news today. We, the church, have been sucked into the political vortex of what the media and the political parties want us to become a part of. But we have lost our focus, church, because we are not mandated by God to take sides in the earth. Excuse me. We're not here to take sides in the earth. We are here to take over. We are the children of God. We are in this world, but we are not of this world. And Jesus made that quite plain to us, that we are not to concern ourselves or to be entangled with the yoke that is the what the world has to offer us is a yoke on the necks of the people of God. We are here in this world to cause the earth to be a reflection of the heavens. This is what Jesus was saying when he taught his disciples to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done in earth." How? As it is in heaven. This is our focus. This is our mandate, is to preach the kingdom of God, and not only to preach the kingdom, but to demonstrate the kingdom with power. When we see Jesus has ascended back into heaven, he sent us a paraclete, a worker, a helper who will come alongside of us to help us to get this message out into the world that the kingdom of God is now in the earth. And that is the person of the Holy Ghost. When you go into your Bible, you will find that the title for the book of Acts is not just the book of Acts, but it is the Acts of the Holy Ghost. And that's what we are missing in our endeavor to reach the world for Christ today, is the Acts of the Holy Ghost. In the book of Mark, I believe, it says, "These signs shall follow them that believe. We shall cast out devils." That's the first sign that we are a believer, is that we will cast out devils. Then we'll speak with new tongues. Glory be to God. But we've lost our focus, and when we come together as a body, we're more concerned with tongues and speaking in tongues and the interpretation of tongues than we are with casting out the demonic forces that are wreaking havoc in our communities. God has stationed you in whatever community you're in, church. He's placed you there for a reason, and that is to call that community to become a reflection of the kingdom of heaven. I don't have much more time here with you this morning, but I just want to pray that the church of the living God would refocus today, so that we begin to do the thing that we have been commissioned to do, and that is preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. This word and this message has been given to us by Jesus himself. He passed it on to his disciples, who in turn passed it on to the next generation, and from so on and so on. And if we are not careful, this generation will pass away without passing on the true gospel, which is the message of the kingdom. It's not up to us to decide whether this world's government, listen, this world's government is corrupt. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter if you're the Tea Party or whatever party. The system itself is filled with corruption in an injustice. So it doesn't matter who you choose to become the next president of the United States of America. If we, the church, are not focusing on the kingdom, we are in for some hard times in the coming days. I want you to understand that the Bible tells us in Isaiah chapter 6 that we who are the kingdom have to understand that our government already has a ruler. It already has a king. It already has somebody at the helm who desires to lead us to victory in all things, who desires to cause what we are looking at in the natural to reflect that which is true in the realm of the spirit. In Isaiah chapter 6, it tells us that the government shall be upon his shoulders. And we, the church, have taken the responsibility of the government off of the shoulders of Jesus and placed it on the shoulders of a man or the shoulders of a woman. If you are expecting in this coming election to find somebody who's going to turn the the world around, turn this nation around, place it back up right on the right axis, and you are looking to flesh, the Bible lets us know to not put our trust in the arm of flesh, for the arm of flesh shall fail us. I'm not telling you not to go and vote for whatever you want to vote for, but I want you to understand, church, this word I'm speaking this morning is definitely, specifically, uniquely for the body of Christ. Church of the living God, regain your focus. Come back to the place that God would have you to be. Get back on your knees. Pray the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray, and then get up off your knees and begin to demonstrate kingdom power in the earth, where the government is on the shoulders of Jesus Christ. If we want to see America great again, if we want to see the change, we've got to be the change. We've got to occupy till he comes. Jesus stepped into this dimension and caused a turnaround and took back the keys of death and hell. Before he went back to heaven, he restored us to a place of dominion in the earth. So now, church, it is our responsibility to begin to cause earth to start looking like heaven. But what we have done, we have joined the throng. We have joined the crowd. We've raised up our signs. We've lifted our voices to back a man or a woman, a political party, an ideology that has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. And so today, I'm releasing this word to call the church back to her assignment in the earth. Never mind about what's going on in the streets, thinking that going to the polls is going to stop what's happening in the streets. We act like what's happening in the streets is a brand new occurrence, that it's a brand new thing never before seen. But if we would take a look into history, we will see that what's going on now has gone on before, has been going on, and according to the word of God, it's going to get worse in the future unless you, the church, get back on your assignment. It is your responsibility to make Jesus Lord of all and to allow the government to be upon his shoulders and to allow him to move us into position so that we can truly occupy the earth the way that he deemed that we should occupy, from a spiritual perspective, from the fourth dimension, from the realm of the spirit. If you want to see, Lord have mercy, a change in your government, if you want to see the gangs and the drugs gone, if you want to see the thugs gone, you're not going to do that by electing a man. You're going to do that by getting on your knees and petitioning heaven so that God will give you divine strategy and then get you to move into position to clear up your community. It's not up to the man in the White House or the Brown House or the Green House or the Yellow House on the Hill. It's up to the church to cause this world to understand the kingdom of God and then to cause the kingdom to begin to spread abroad from your house to your neighbor's house, to your neighborhood, amen, to your community, to your county, to your state, and then to the rest of the states, and then from this nation to the nations of the world, not only America, but to Christians around the world. This is your assignment in the earth today. While we are fighting and throwing rocks and hiding our hand and making remarks about things that have nothing to do with the kingdom, we are wasting precious time, for the days are evil, so we must redeem the time. This is what's on my heart this morning, church. We've lost our focus, and I'm praying for the body of Christ today that we'll regain our focus, reignite our passion to follow the assignment that was handed down to us from the first church, and that is to preach the kingdom of heaven is among us now. I thank you for listening this morning. I pray that the Spirit of the Lord would move you, deal with you, stir you, cause you to rise up and begin to seek his face so that you might know what divine strategy God wants you to participate in this hour, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for letting me share my heart with you this morning. The government shall be upon his shoulders. Let's turn back to God. Let's go back to preaching the kingdom in a way that revelation knowledge comes to those around us. I love you this morning, beloved. I pray, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would stir the body of Christ, that you would stir up, oh God, the Holy Ghost in us, and that we would preach according to your will. The kingdom of heaven is here. Let the church regain her focus this day and move out as a mighty army. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a great day.